I want to talk to you about equality. What equality is and what it means. If equality is what you want and what you care about, then you have to fight for the institution that will make it socially real. It is not just a matter of your attitude.
This program is a gathering of men, but women are invited too. What we're exploring is the confusion many men feel today about their roles in society and their inner lives as well. Women have a stake in how men address these issues, of course, just as men have been affected over the years by the feminist movement. It's not accurate to describe what's happening as a men's movement as such, but gatherings like this are taking place more and more frequently, and they're drawing larger and larger numbers of men. What summons these men, in my experience, is not a desire to separate again from women or to move back to that destructive, aggressive, and dominating masculine personality of more chauvinistic days. To the contrary, men are drawn to these retreats by a sense of loss, a loss of familiar myths and roadmaps, but also by a sense of hope. There is something optimistic about the very willingness of men to learn from one another through sharing their confusion over the problems of life. Want to. Shut.
We are leaving our time now. We are leaving our time now. There are places where time moves more slowly than here. We honor all four directions, east, west, north, south. And we also honor the fifth direction, the vertical one, which is in us today, here.
Freedom before I die.
That's really rare, isn't it, to have a workshop for men only? Once upon a time, there was a king and a queen, and they lived in a castle, and near the castle, there was a forest. You know, there's always a forest near the castle. And this forest was like other forests, with one exception. When anyone went into it, he didn't get back. 5 hunters went out, and they didn't come back. 10 hunters were sent after them, and they didn't come back. Then 20 hunters went out, and they did not come back. And then 30 hunters were sent after them, and they did not come back. And pretty soon, no one went that part of the forest anymore. Only occasionally, a hawk or an eagle flew over it. That identifies this as a male story. Hawk and eagle are male birds. Finally, one day, a young man came, and he said, "Anything dangerous to do out here?" And the king said, "Yes, it is, but I don't recommend it because the return rate is not good." And the young man said, "That's the sort of thing I like. I think I'll go." So he went, taking only his dog with him. And he walked into the forest, and he walked a long way into the forest, and all of a sudden,
A hand came up out of the pond and pulled the dog down. And he didn't get hysterical. He just said, "This must be the place."
So much confusion today over what men are.
Are very afraid of other men.
What does society expects of you as a man?
To discuss what you have to discuss that then enables you to go from this room out into those streets and do something. Go and organize a truce. Stop your side for one day.
Can I have a taste of your ice cream? Can I lick the crumbs from your table? Can I interfere in your crisis? No, mind your own business. No, mind your own business. Can you hear those people behind me? Looking at your feelings inside me. Listen to the distance between us. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business?
Think that men have a harder time with relationship than women?
Having. Intimacy is worth having. Tenderness is worth having. Cooperation is worth having. A real emotional life is worth having.
The dark comes down slowly. The way snow falls, or herds pass a cave mouth, I look up at the other shore. It is night.
Thank you all for coming and helping us do this.